Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, you're listening to Chronicles and Commons. This is Klaatu. This episode's going to be about really just a mechanic, a game mechanic. And the reason for that is because I'm really still in the middle of a move, to be honest, but I wanted to release something. But this actually does kind of mark something that I've been meaning to do more of anyway, which is to go over posts from Mixed Signals, the blog, mixedsignals.ml. If you go there, you can get all kinds of articles and traps and dungeon fun reviews and just all kinds of game-related things. And I'm aware that not everyone goes to check blogs all the time, and not everyone subscribes to RSS feeds, except, you know, just by a podcast. And so for some people, some of you, it may be easier to listen to the blog post than to go and read it yourself. And since I do need time to do research, for instance, I'm about four books through the John Carter series right now. I'm taking notes as I read, and I've read them all before, but not with a mind to break down the world into all of its different components. So I'm taking detailed notes, and that's just, it's just flat out taking up the time that would otherwise have been allotted to, you know, coming up with and doing new episodes of this show. So the blog post, I think, is perfect for kind of filler content that's not at all filler. And in this episode, I want to talk about Thaco. And this is a very specific topic. I mean, if you don't play D&D, then this is of no interest to you whatsoever, and for that I do apologize. But I think a lot of the audience does play D&D. It is an RPG and RPG lore podcast. So I think this is not lore related, but it is of interest because of what it opens up to you. And what it does open up to you is older editions of D&D. So if you've ever wanted to play an old edition of D&D, you know, for whatever reason, maybe you just want the experience, or maybe there's some module out there that you just really heard was really cool and you want to try it out. You know, you want to convert it to the new edition, which actually I'll talk about in future episodes, converting things. But maybe for whatever reason you want to try an old edition. Pretty quickly you're going to run into this thing called Thaco. And really immediately, in a second edition game, AD&D, the stat blocks for characters, for NPCs, for monsters, and things like that, they don't even look like D&D. They're so different from what you, if you're used to 5th edition, or even if you're just used to 3.5, AD&D is completely different. I was never mechanically into 2E enough to really understand all of the numbers, but I got familiar with it later through video games. Not Baldur's Gate, actually, but that is kind of the classic, obvious one. But other games. Thaco came up. And Thaco is kind of famous, and it has a bizarrely poor reputation. A lot of people grumble about it a lot and talk about how complicated it is and so on. And it is complicated. It's not as easy as modern calculations. But I'm going to explain it to you in such a way, hopefully, that it does actually make sense. And before we get into this, because it does involve math, and some people hate math. I hate math, to be honest, except I love it. I'm going to mention that you should also keep in mind, keep two things in mind. First of all, that if you're playing an old edition of D&D because you think that's the only way you can experience some kind of older module, a module that was written for AD&D, you think, oh, I want to play that, but it's not available for 5th, so I'm going to have to play 2nd. You don't necessarily have to. It's actually easier to convert than you'd think. And I have resources for that, and it'll be covered in a future episode. So don't go back to 2E unless you want to go back to 2E, to AD&D. And then secondly, you should keep in mind that, you know, if you're just wanting to experience 2E, just for a simpler world or whatever, AD&D is not a simpler world, first of all. And second of all, there are retro clones out there. There are really, really good sort of old school RPGs that are specifically designed to mimic the sort of, you know what it is? I think they mimic the way that that AD&D was actually played. And I can identify with this. And if you grew up around AD&D, then you can probably identify with this as well. It was actually played a lot simpler, I think, by a lot of people, kids at least, than the rules were actually described. It's a little bit like The Princess Bride, where the actual material is supposed to be, you know, this ridiculous, huge volume of detail that the reader then skips over for the child listening. You know, that's kind of AD&D for you. It's like this big rule book with all these numbers, and ultimately, I think a lot of kids just played it, just the barest understanding of what was actually going on. Just, you know what? There's a big number here. I just rolled a small number, so I win. And I know that sounds backwards to you, dear listener. That's what THACO is. So here's what THACO is. So the point to that was, there are retro clones. There are clones out there that are designed to feel like AD&D without actually using the mechanics of AD&D. And so the mechanics in the retro clones usually generally make more sense than they did for AD&D. But the percentages are roughly the same. So your chance of success, you know, it's like I say, it still feels like AD&D. It's just you don't have to do the stupid math tricks. Okay, so now we're going to talk about THACO, and I'm going to demonstrate, hopefully, that THACO is less complicated than its reputation. So first of all, THACO stands for To Hit AC0. And even the old introduction to AD&D said, literally, it said, and I quote, "But don't worry about that. All you need to know is that the THACO measures how good your character is at attacking." So there you go. We don't have to understand what THACO actually means. It's THAC and 0 at the end. It looks like an O, but it's a 0. We say O. THACO is actually THAC0. And that's fine. We don't need to know why they call it THACO. So let's really quick review how attacks work right now, today, in modern D&D. So if you play Pathfinder, or 3.5, or 5e, then you know that an attack is a d20 roll. You roll your d20, and then you apply whatever bonus that you might have. So in 3.5, you had a base attack bonus that might apply. In 5e, you might apply your strength modifier to the melee hit, whatever. You tell this number to the DM. The DM refers to the monster manual to see what monster you are fighting, and they look at the AC, the armor class of the monster. If your number was equal to or higher than the armor class of the monster, then you've hit the monster, and you roll some other die to figure out how much damage you just dealt. That's really easy. That's really elegant. Frankly, it's a lot better than previous versions. And that is generally, that's the schema that old school clones use. It's always that higher number that you want to get. Or if it's a lower number, then the whole system is lower, and so it's consistent. The problem, I think, with AD&D was that you always wanted to roll lower for THACO, but higher for everything else. So here's how THACO works. During your character creation, you calculate THACO based on class. So your class is assigned a specific THACO. The lower your THACO, the better. For instance, fighters started at 20, but then they would go down. Every level they gain, they would go down one THACO. So you start at 20, but then you go to 19 on your second level, and then 18, third level, 17, and so on. I think it starts to level out a little bit at around level 3 or 4. But I never got that far, so I don't know. Wizards started at 20 and then got 19 at level 4, so it took them a while to gain sort of advantage, if you will, on Thaco. And the different character classes obviously had different sort of rates of improvement. Now, Thaco can sometimes change depending on a specific weapon or maybe a special attack. So, for instance, a thief's Thaco might increase temporarily because they do a backstab, whereas normally it might have been 20. Suddenly, because they are getting a special attack in, maybe it's going down to 19 for that moment. So here's how Thaco worked then. When you attacked, you'd roll a d20, and then you would subtract your number that you just rolled from your Thaco. Now, if the resulting number is lower than the monster's AC, then you have hit. So here's an example. Let's say you're attacking a Draconian from Dragonlance. You roll a d20 and you get a 9. Your Thaco, because you're a second-level fighter, is 19. So we take 19, we subtract 9 from it, because you rolled a 9, for a result of 10. Now, the Draconian that you're fighting has an AC of 2, so you don't hit. That's a pretty powerful monster there. So rolling a 9 is not going to hit. Can you do better? Yes, you could re-roll, or you know, when your next attack comes around, you could re-roll, and maybe you get a 17 on the die. 19 is your Thaco minus 17. That's 2. You've just hit the Draconian, and then you can roll damage, and that's how that would work. So you can see that really what's going on here is there's a percentage happening, right? Or you can derive a percentage from this. If your Thaco is 19, and your target is an AC 2, then you're going to hit on 17, 18, 19, and 20. That's four opportunities to hit, meaning that you have a 20% hit chance. Yeah, that's correct. 20% hit. I think in AD&D, matching the AC counts. So the math is kind of, you know, more or less, it's doing what we're used to. It's just getting to that percentage in a roundabout way. The confusion, I guess, also comes from the fact that your die roll is a modifier, and you don't actually get what you don't get the result until you combine those two things together, which is different, because when you roll a die now in modern D&D, what you roll is indicative of how well you've done. You know pretty much, pretty quickly, even if you're really bad at math, you know really quickly if you roll a 5, that's not going to do it. Whereas if you're bad at math and you roll a 5 with Thaco, you still have to do the math to find out that you don't hit or whatever. So armor class is a little bit different too, obviously, because armor class is now in reverse. Lower armor class is actually harder to hit. The closer to 0 it is, in fact, the better. And that's why Thaco is called Thaco, to hit armor class 0. AC with no, or rather a human with no armor on, has an AC of 10. You might have some kind of bonus to AC, like some kind of dex modifier, or you might have natural armor, like if you're like a monster might have natural armor, or you might be a spellcaster who's just cast some kind of spell on yourself. But generally speaking, 10 is kind of like the normal AC level that you would expect from most creatures, which of course is backwards. When you're reading a stat sheet and you see a monster with AC 2, you think, you know, from your modern viewpoint, you think, oh, this is going to be super easy to kill. It's AC 2. I can kill this thing in no time. Well, no, it's in reverse. So 2 is actually quite good. And a negative number is even better. Well, I mean, worse for you, but better for the creature with the 0 or the 2 or the negative 4 AC. But that's how Thaco works. That's all there is to it. It's not, as you can see, it's not really that complicated. It's just not as elegant as modern D&D. But in terms of actually doing, I think the math is actually pretty easy. I think even if you hate math, I think you would have to agree that taking your Thaco number and subtracting your die roll from it for a number that you then submit to the DM, I mean, that's not that hard. The process is not difficult. It's just how quick that sense of either gratification or failure is if you're bad at math. I mean, some people can roll and look at their, you know, they just know their Thaco, they roll, they know exactly where they are instantly. But people who have to, like, sort of do it on their fingers, you know, it's like, then, you know, it gets confusing. But it's not complex math. It is just a subtraction. It is taking your Thaco and subtracting your die and your bonus from that number. So hopefully this has been informative. If you've never understood Thaco before, but you've seen it in the video games and the old retro games that you've been playing, or if you've seen it in the old books that you've been reading, that's all there is to it. It's easy. Don't feel like you need to use it, though. There are lots of other options, but hopefully you at least now understand it. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.